Hello everyone, this is Austin from Try Games, here to provide you with an audio FIMP, that's first impression, of Sony Computer Entertainment of America's God of War. God of War is an action game based set in ancient Greek times. It sports a very epic storyline about a man named Kratos, who is a formerly champion of the gods, great warrior, and for some reason now he wants to commit suicide. And I didn't spoil anything because it's in the opening freaking movie. So, okay. God of War, gameplay-wise, reminds me of Devil May Cry with a little bit of Resident Evil 4 and some Marvel vs. Capcom. So you've got a little Capcom influence in there. The Devil May Cry comes from the light adventuring with the light puzzles and the quasi-button mashing gameplay, although I would say that Devil May Cry is a bit more reformed. Just think of it as Devil May Cry without the guns, or think of it as a more souped-up Castlevania Legacy of Darkness type gameplay. You've got a weak and a heavy button, a weak attack and a heavy attack button, and you can make different combos out of different button presses: square, 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 triangle, square, triangles, triangle, triangle, square, whatever. And Kratos attacks with the Blades of Chaos, which is kind of reminiscent of Rygar's shield, if you played Rygar for the PS2 or for the arcade back in the 80s, or for the NES. And the combos that you can pull off with those things look pretty amazing. They're pretty easy to pull off. It's a very accessible game. It's not too hard to pick up and learn. For a while there, I thought it would be a very easy game, which is not good. But I'm about 70% through, and about an hour or two ago, I realized how hard this game was getting. Not astronomically hard, but pretty hard. So the gameplay scales in difficulty. It's very easy to pick up. It's very fluid. Combos are kind of second nature, and you can also launch enemies into the air a la Resident Evil and just kind of have fun with them up there before they hit the ground, which is also cool. Another thing, the reason why I mentioned Resident Evil 4, is because there are context-sensitive button mini-games, they like to call them. I don't call them mini-games, but whatever. We'll go with Sony. Sometimes when you weaken an enemy, a circle icon will appear above their head, and you can press circle, and sometimes it'll prompt you to then hit triangle or hit square. Then it'll prompt you to hit another button. And it just goes on in a series of little kind of Dance Dance Revolution type things where you keep pressing buttons, and then if you get it all right, you perform this special move or this special maneuver, and like you kill the enemy or severely weaken them. In other cases, there's some big, huge enemies. In fact, the first boss, which is the Hydra, that rely heavily on these minigame type things. You hack away at them for a little bit, and then that same circle button comes up with the circle, the triangle, the square, and you have to keep pressing them over and over again in order to do certain things to defeat the bosses. And what this does is not only adds a little element of interest to it, and it keeps your eyes, like, you know, on the screen so that you don't just think you can button mash, which does admittedly get a little bit boring if it weren't for this context-sensitive stuff. But in that sense, yeah, that's how it reminds me of Resident Evil 4. I'm a fan of this, and I hope to see this in a couple of more games. You can also upgrade Kratos with experience orbs, or the red orbs, that you obtain from defeating enemies, breaking crates — there must be a crate in, like, every single video game — and opening hidden treasure chests with red orbs in them. You can also increase his health bar and his magic bar, yada, yada, yada. The upgradable weaponry is cool because you can choose what to upgrade, much like kind of like Killer 7 or other action games out there. And Resident Evil 4 also has that mechanic as well. So you're never stuck with the same weapon set. You're never stuck with obsolete weapons, you know, because you can upgrade them. And, you know, I like that aspect of this game as well. Graphically, it's great. It's probably the best, one of the best, if not the best, PlayStation 2 game I've seen. The only complaint I have there is that some of the character models for the lesser enemies or lesser NPCs are really kind of shitty. But otherwise, it's a great-looking game. Kratos is well-modeled. The boobs look nice. Yes, there are boobs in this game. Big deal. Whoa. I mean, you don't play this game for the boobs, you just play for the action. Anyway, moving on to more mature topics. It looks great, and the frame rate is mostly at 60 frames a second. There are a couple of areas where it kind of slows down to a crawl. Not to a crawl, but maybe to 20 or so. The audio is very good as well. The voice acting is spotty in a very few places, but for the most part, it holds its own. And the music is authentically Mediterranean. It sounds very, very nice and authentic. And I believe most of it's orchestrated. Some of the vocal samples are obviously MIDI samples, but all overall it comes together with a nice package, aurally and visually. The story so far is kind of interesting, though the cutscenes have been few and far between, which is good. Yeah, again, less cutscenes is good. But from what I've seen, it's pretty interesting. But you know me, I play games for the button mashing, not for the story, so it's good in my book. To kind of top it off, I'm gonna close with a couple of my gripes. Please, developers, give people an option to have a manual camera in 3D games. Please. You can have cinematic camera angles, but at least give us the choice to, at the very least, look around in third in first person mode, or toggle the analog stick around just to get different angles and stuff. This set camera where you can't manipulate it at all is getting really tiresome, and having your character get stuck behind walls and stuff like that, not being able to see where he is because the camera shifted, or having Kratos fall off of from balancing on a beam, which I'll get to in a second, because the camera shifted at the exact wrong moment, or missing a jump because the camera shifted. It's just not my idea of a next gen game, or a this gen game, whatever. I'm sorry, it's just not. And that beam walking thing, I think GamesAreFun.com had a review up that basically chastised it for this, and I gotta agree here, and I gotta echo my sentiments. Is basically what he said was, Kratos can double jump. He wields these Rygar-looking blades that, come off of chains, like mad, angry Greek man. He's big, he's muscular. He climbs up the back of a freaking Titan for 3 days to get to a temple. He defeats Hydras with his own blades and nothing else. He doesn't even have any freaking guns, Yet he has to balance on these beams like a little child. I'm not so mad at the whole suspension of disbelief as that reviewer was, but it's just kind of awkward, and it seems unnecessary. And when you walk across beams, it just gets tedious. You walk, you lose your balance, you fall, you jam on X to grab the beam and pull yourself back up, and you crawl again. Just let us run across the thing, please. I mean, it doesn't do anything to the challenge except make it annoying. It doesn't add like a good literal like a good real amount of good old-fashioned gameplay challenge. It's just annoying. Otherwise, though, for now, since I haven't finished the game, obviously this is not a review, but so far I would recommend it to someone. It's great action. It doesn't get monotonous because of the context-sensitive stuff, and the puzzles are not dumb and they're not overly hard. So if you're looking for a good action game and you've had your fill of Devil May Cry, skip out Castlevania and go for this one. This one is just put together well, mostly, except for the camera angles. And it's just great fun. That's it for this audio fimp. If I have the patience, I will do an audio review, which probably won't be much different than this. Thank you for listening, and I will see you next time.